Canmore. The town of Canmore has formally reached out to the Stoney Nakoda First Nation to potentially rename the Indian Flats and Teepee Town areas of the community. And while it's not the first time the town has reached out to the Earhe Nakoda, Stoney Nakoda, First Nation, it allows the process to proceed on the nation's timeline. Sally Cottle, the town sow, told council that residents, staff and council often talk about potentially changing the names of those two locations. When it comes up, the municipality reaches out to the Earhe Nakoda, who have told the town they're overwhelmed with such requests. We're adding to their workload that actually isn't helping us advance what we're trying to do because every time it comes up, it's an email or a phone call, Cottle said. We thought it might be a better approach letting them know these concerns have been raised and we're trying to be sensitive to what we call and name things and we're open to changing them and open to their timing as they see fit. The decision came after receiving feedback from town staff, council members and the public on the two locations. It also arose at a June Stoney Nakoda cultural awareness training between the towns of Canmore and Banff as well as the July 5 Canmore Council meeting. A staff report noted at the June cultural training, the Stoney Nakoda consultation staff indicated a high workload has them focused on replacing names that are found to be offensive such as Anu Katha Ipa, Bald Eagle Peak. Administration has discussed these names with Stoney Nakoda elders and with members of the Stoney Nakoda Consultation Office and there has been mixed reaction to those concerns, the report stated. That said, these discussions have been ad hoc and not part of any formal ask or action from the town. The request aligns with the town's commitment to truth and reconciliation in 2017 and updated in 2021. The report added the town could choose to rename the locations, but it was important to properly consult and work with Stoney Nakoda. It is really easy to support this. I appreciate the format it's being done, said Cowan. Joanna McCallum. It's publicly done, so the public knows we're doing this and that we've turned our mind to it and it's not something we're ignoring and it leaves the task in the court of our neighbors to which it affects, and when they get around to it on their time and their priorities, they will address it with us. It shows a willing heart and spirit on behalf of the town and community residents. The town could move forward and change the names itself, but it could become problematic without first having dialogue with the Earhe Nakoda. This is a very appropriate and respectful process in which we can have the conversation, even if it doesn't start today, said Cowan. Tanya Fubert. If we took it upon ourselves to decide a name isn't okay and to rename it ourselves, we're continuing to repeat the patterns of colonization and imperialism where we know better.